Blog Talk Radio.
To the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Jill Scott.
You are now listening to Just Before Dawn, Jill Scott, from the Vault, Volume 1.
Be
fell in love with Jill Scott in the first place. Have a lovely day.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Jill Scott right here on the Love Journey. Family, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we're going to recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. And we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So, family, let's get intentional about the breath. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And right now, I just want you to be intentional by taking in a deep breath and breathing in deep into the diaphragm, remembering to breathe deep into the heart. And as you take in a deep breath, I want you to hold it to the count of eight, hold it to the point of vibration, and then release the breath. And together, family, remember, there's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. So right now, I want you to invoke the divine presence of love and be still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe out. Anyway. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe again, family, just breathe. And release. And last time, just simply breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe, family. And release. And simply just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest. I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form, I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale. And drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room as you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Amen. Be blessed. Amen. Thank you, God. All right, we're going to get a song in and then we're going to get started with our day.
That there's a time. time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be
testify,
oh, gotta tell my story.
Testify, testify.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram. And I am your daily lover, and I was Diane Reeves, right here on The Love Journey. We're going to get started. And this is what I wanted to play by Ayana Vincent, Go for the Joy, because this is what I want to talk about. Struggle. Why do we play small? Why do we believe in struggle and conditioning? So I want you to listen to this, and we're going to have a conversation about conditioning to believe in struggle.
Number 7, go for the joy. Oh, go for the joy. You know, it just came to a place in my life where I just refused to suffer and struggle anymore. Because I had been conditioned to struggle and suffer and scratch in my life. And I made it into a well-dressed profession. Of course, I was bad and wrong, so struggling was natural to me. I had to struggle for everything. And then one day, I just had this thought, the struggle is over. I am going to effect this change in my life. I'm going to do this different if it kills me. I'm going to struggle to stop struggling. The struggle is over. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to hurt. Just because you can take a punch doesn't mean you have to go around looking for fights. Go for what feels good. Go for what brings joy into your heart. See, I had to bypass happiness. I couldn't even stop at happiness. I had to go for the joy. Because in my life, happiness was temporary, transitory, and at the control of someone else. If Daddy came home, I'd be happy. But I never knew how long he was going to stay or when he left again, when he was coming back. Happiness was when Grandma made those biscuits in the morning. Girl, that was happy, happy. But if I took the first one and my brother had an asthma attack, I'd get in trouble and the biscuits would be taken away because my family believed in using food as a punishment or a reward. I couldn't stay in happiness. Happiness was not a happy experience for me. So I went right for the joy, that internal experience. That just takes your mind and being to a whole nother place. Joy. The state of mind and being that feeds and nurtures your soul and is fed by your soul. The scripture says, a joy that the world can't give you and the world can't take it away. I had to go there. Because everything else was too transitory. You see, when we have joy, we are centered in the heart. Going for the joy means cleaning up the heart and then opening it again. Going for the joy means allowing yourself to be vulnerable because you know you can't be hurt. You're powerful. You're in your rightful place. You're in your joy. It doesn't matter what people do. That is their car, their road, their world. Go for the joy. It doesn't mean that you won't get upset or that you won't have challenges, but go for the joy. Not the temporary, momentary pieces and scraps of happiness that we've been so accustomed to experience in our life. Quite often, when we have an experience of happiness, this is too good to be true. We're waiting for the next shoe to fall. But when we go for the joy, we know I deserve it all. And it's in me. It's not happening to me. It's coming through me. It's not being done for me. Go for the joy. What brings you joy? So many people don't even know. I know now what brings me joy. And it is absolutely nothing that I thought it would be. After 3 marriages, I get joy living by myself. Ice cream.
brings me joy. I don't deny myself, but I had to overcorrect. I had to eat enough to grow out of the jeans when they came out the dryer so that I could then find harmony and find a place in the middle. Go for the joy. Shoes bring me joy. Mm-hmm. I won't deny myself a good pair of shoes. But I now do it in a way that I can have them when nothing else in my life gets denied. Maintain the harmony. God brings me joy. I just love my time in prayer, in meditation, in reading, walking in nature, just taking in the abundance that is the chief architect and creator of this universe, and to recognize that out of everybody you love me, oh, that brings me joy. People bring me joy. I just love people. I really do. Weird and strange though you be, just like me, I love people. I love women. I think women are the most exciting, creative, beautiful, strange people, just like me. What brings you joy? And how much of it do you have in your life on a daily basis? Not just once in a while after the bills are paid. How much joy do you have in your life on a daily basis? So it would really serve you well to make a list, make a chart. Understand the struggle is over. It doesn't have to be hard. Do what brings you joy. Go for what brings you joy. And if you do that every single day, you will remember to act like you know the truth. And the truth is, you deserve joy. You have power. You are God's very special creation. And you have a right to stand in that truth and that power every place you go. So just come with me for a moment and close your eyes. And find that place in you that is joy. It doesn't matter. It can be the size of a pinhole. But what is it that brings you joy, and where is it in you? Think about that and sit in the joy. Whether it's an activity or a feeling or a person or something that you do, just sit in the joy. And know that you deserve that magnified 100%. Fold each and every day. Act like you know the truth. And that joy that you have within you, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. It's yours to enjoy and enjoy. And please know the truth. You have to do it every single day. 1. Never underestimate your own need, ability, or power to effect change in your life. 2. Mind your own business first. 3. Seek harmony. 4. Replace external referencing with inner authority. 5. Stop being bad and wrong. 6. Take your rightful place. 7. Go for the joy. That is my wish for you. that every change in your life will be gentle, elegant, and graceful. That as you're minding your own business in your own car, on your own road, in your own world, that harmony will be present in every single thought, and that your deepest, most heartfelt desires come to you with absolutely no struggle. And those desires not only sit you in your rightful place, but support you in blessing the world from your rightful place. And that the joy in you be overflowing, filled to capacity and overflowing. And if none of that happens, I still know how you can bless yourself. Every single day, make sure that someplace in your life you have chocolate to eat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Andy Grumman. I am your daily lover. That was Ayana Venzant. Go for the joy. We've been conditioned too long for struggle. Struggle. It's time to let go of the struggle and stop playing small. You know what was interesting is many times as I've heard that, I never, what rang out for me in this is that when we go for the joy, we give from a place overflowing, but more importantly, we give from a place of our heart, a place of our gifts. So many of us are giving from our ego. I want to talk, how come we still playing small? We weren't born to play small. Every moment is an opportunity to make a choice. Every moment is an opportunity to step forward out of your comfort zone and into your power. I would suggest you get your power stand today. I'm going to place a video on the Love Journey and you about standing in our power and finding your power stand. Mine is with both hands on my hips like Superwoman. That's my power stance. When I need to up my power and I put on my 50 Cent or my, what they call ratchet music, and I'm getting into my power stance because I'm revving up my power because I know I got to play big. It's time to stand in our power. Or back into what's comfortable and yet again let the shroud of fear continue to permeate your life? No. Over a period of time, if you make enough choices in the direction of doing what you love, in the direction of joy, in the direction of having faith that you are always provided for, and in the direction of expressing your inner talents, the world will come around and support your choices. Let me say that again. The world will come and support your choices. Do you know somebody right now is on their knees praying for an answer? And guess who that answer might be? The world is waiting on you because you are tied to so many other people who will stand in their power just because you decided to stand in yours. Somebody is praying for you to stand in your magnificence, for you to come face to face with who you are. You see, there's a miraculously beautiful world waiting to reveal itself to you as you reveal yourself to it. The universe reflects back to you your current state of mind. The universe and everything that is made of it is moldable and changeable. The truth is, is that you are not really stuck by your circumstances. The truth is that you are a powerful co-creator of life and that the universe will support you as you go on this journey one day at a time. You were not born to play small. You were not given the gift of life to simply survive your way through life and then die with your dreams unfulfilled. The richest place in the universe is what? The cemetery of all the people who died with their dreams unfulfilled, songs that wasn't sang, paintings that wasn't painted, portraits, poems, books that was never written. That does not have to be your reality. You can create your own reality, but you got to make your inner resolve stronger than your life circumstance. You got to make your inner resolve stronger than your circumstance, choosing every moment to step outside of your comfort zone. To trust just a little bit more and to express yourself. There's a risk in opening up, but the real risk is staying in your comfort zone. Can you take one step into the unknown today? You see, I'm not asking you to go all the way, but just to take one step with me today so that you can stop playing small. Stop playing small. Stop believing in struggle and conditioning yourself to continue to allow struggle to be your default song. Ask for what you want. Think big and ask big. In an infinite universe, even the largest request is infinite. The key is don't ask from your ego, though. That's what Ayana was saying. Ask from your heart because the ego asks because it wants to be superior, made larger and more significant. The heart asks because it wishes to share and to heal and inspire the world. When you have a large vision and you know your purpose, ask for it in all the biggest ways you can. Know that you have value and that your gifts need to be shared with the world. Know that your gifts need to be shared with the world. Know that you have value and that your gifts need to be shared with the world. We actually need you to think big and ask big. It is the gifts that you bring forth from within, from your heart, that are inspired by the Most High, divine presence, the universe, God. You see, it's from the heart that we are inspired by God that will change, heal, and inspire the world. We keep thinking someone else is going to do it. But the truth is, my love journey family, my friends, all of you all, it's up to you to help heal and change your part of the world. It's up to you to be the solution. And guess what? If we all did our part, guess what life would be? But you can't do that when you're small. You can't do that when you're not living your purpose. You can't do that if you don't have the courage to ask for what your heart desires. Check this out. The gift that you want to give the world from the depth of your heart will not only increase the quality of your life, it will actually help other people to increase the quality of their life as well. So if you don't have the self-esteem right now to ask for yourself, ask then for those that will be inspired, those who will be moved, those who will be healed from your gift being revealed to the world. You see, the world is waiting on your greatness. The world is waiting on you to show up. Somebody right now is on their knees praying, Lord. And God is waiting on you to stand in your greatness, to be that blessing to them. You see, Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas said it best. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. Let me say that again. Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas said it best. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. What you bring forth from your heart will only save you, my love journey family. It will help to save our planet. Knowing that, how can you not ask for what your heart desires? How can you not ask for the big dreams, your God-sized dreams? So today, family, desire, your sister in prosperity, your sister in love, wants you to know. That is so important. To stop playing small. Stop believing that we have to live and struggle. Stop believing that we got to struggle our way through life. Even if you got to struggle to stop struggling, stop struggling, family. Like Ayana Benzai said. This article that said that fear, that we got fear all wrong. He was saying that we think that fear is the opposite of love. He said the belief is stopping you from unlocking your unlived potential and holding you back from living your big God-sized dreams, your big purpose, for us to live our big purpose and for us to get unstuck and for us to live the life we know that's deep down in our guts, that's meant for us to be living. We must conquer the idea that struggle is real. I hear people say that, the fear. However, conquering fear doesn't mean getting rid of it. We must learn to see fear in a new way. Did you know? Types of fear. And I think fear might be one of the reasons that keep us from really playing it big. He said, when you discover the two types of fear, one is to keep us safe and one is to use as a compass to unlock our unlimited potential. And it's time, family, that we no longer play small. It's time to be seen, family. You see, the good news is we can conquer. The real understanding of who we are helps us to conquer the idea, fear, and playing small, you see. I come to tell you today, you are already more than enough. You are already more than enough. And I know for many of us, we believe that we can get rid of fear, but fear is never going to go away. And in fact, it's recognizing that fear is never going away that helps us to remember to conquer it. You see, there's this idea in the spiritual community that fear is a dark force and we must avoid it like Darth Vader. But the truth is, if you look at the way our brains are wired in the limbic system, fear is just an automatic nervous system response to uncertainty. And the strange dichotomy and the joke is, the divine joke is that to live your purpose and to step out and be big and to grow and to expand and to grow beyond what you currently are, as far as our circumstance requires, that on a daily basis, we look fear in the eye. So the way in which to conquer your fears is stop expecting yourself not to be afraid. You're going to be afraid. The reality is, I can tell you that before I even step on stage, sometimes even before I get on this phone call, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to say today, God. I don't want to do this. Before I wrote my book, before I do anything that brings me closer to my purpose, there's fear. So the way we must learn to conquer fear is to reframe our fear story and recognize that there's actually two types of fear. Fear that's survival fear. The fear that looks like I'm walking down an alley and something is jumping out. Well, it might be necessary for me to learn. That's an important fear for us to stay alive. Survival fear. But the problem with our brain is binary, and it can't tell the difference between survival fear and what we call irrational fear, because irrational fear is, if I live my purpose, then I'm going to die. Stand in the light, I'm going to die. If I speak up and become my authentic self, no one would approve of me. Or if I decide to finally release this weight, no one is going to love me because I show my true self. Or whatever our irrational fears are. And what I spend most of my time doing is helping my clients distinguish between what is survival fear and what is necessary and what is irrational fear. But the real thing is this. That fear that's irrational is just the brain doing what the brain does, which is trying to keep us alive. So the brain, the limbic system, is challenged by your spiritual growth because it's scary to grow spiritually. Let me say that again. It's scary to grow spiritually. When you have new spiritual insight, when you have new spiritual awareness, all of a sudden there's this new stuff you got to do. Maybe you got to break up with someone. Maybe you got to disagree with someone. Maybe you got to redefine your power within your family structure. Or maybe it's time to start a new business and step out on your own. Or maybe it's time to finally stop saying you big boned and realize that you got to stop binging and really release whatever it is that you need to release in your life so you can release the weight. Whatever it is, you can certainly live your purpose. You can certainly grow into who you meant to become. But you got to look at the differences and face it and look it eye to eye. Coaching tip, make a list of all the things you've been afraid of. Make a whole list. I'm scared that if I start my blog, no one will open my email. No one will read, even though I'm a gifted writer and I know people have told me how phenomenal of a writer I am. I still haven't started my blog because no one might not read it. But what if I was here to tell you that if one person read your blog and if one person read your words and you saved one person's life from your blog, would that be a blessing to you? You see, there's somebody out there that you and only you could speak to. I'm not meant for everybody. You're not meant for everybody. Everybody's not palatable to our taste, but I am meant for somebody. And somebody, when I step in my power, when I look in the mirror and stand toe-to-toe with my magnificence and allow all of my divine self to stand in my life, somebody will be blessed and be given permission to stand in there. So today, make an entire list and ask yourself, is this an irrational fear? And so if you're afraid that you're not going to make your rent every month, well, that's a necessary fear because we obviously have to pay our bills. And before you can live an abundant life on your and own your own business, you got to figure out how to make money doing that. So, of course, there might be a job you keep until you can start to live your own business. But make a list and start to understand what is your irrational fear. And here's what I want you to do. If it's a survival fear, understand. Understood. No worries. All good. Make sure to really address those so that you can stay alive. But in your irrational fear side, I want you to go straight into them and call them what they are. BS. That's what I want you to do. Yeah, I'm sorry for the language, but call it BS on your fear. Go straight into it because the truth is not everyone is going to approve of you. Mm-mm. Everybody's not going to approve of what you're doing. Not everyone is going to be happy for your individuation. Not everyone is going to celebrate your new spiritual awareness. But don't let that stop you. It is an irrational fear. And if you know, come on now, come on, God. If you knew, come on, Holy Spirit, who walked beside you at all times, if you knew part of you was spiritual, if you knew there was a divine presence, a divine creator urging you to live your purpose, urging you outside of your irrational fear, you will never question yourself again. My friend, the journey is not about knowing that for yourself, but the journey is about living it, because it's easy for me to say, but it's for you to know it, to live it. It's time to live your God-sized dream and know that the presence of God is always walking by you, with you, and in you. And the other thing is you might be thinking, oh, Janine, that might be easy for you to say. You have a blog, you wrote a book, you've been on this, you've been on this TV show and all kinds of stuff. But the thing is, the way in which those things happen is inch by inch. Because someone is walking the journey and it looks like they may be a few feet ahead of you, and it's just a few, doesn't mean that it's not difficult. Doesn't mean that fear doesn't come up. It doesn't mean that there's not times when we got to get past our own self. So as the love journey and the beacon of this light come on over, it's okay to lean on your faith. It's okay to lean on the divine creator. Lean on the divine presence. There is a way for you. And the way that you conquer fear is to anticipate it and tell the difference between the survival and the irrational fear. And here's what you'll find. That 99% of the things that you think you're afraid of is just irrational. Simply irrational. So my deep wish for you today is that as you listen on this Love Journey Live, my deepest, most powerful prayer for you is that you take a plan of action to go straight into what is irrational, eradicated, grow, expand, and become the best, greatest version of yourself, because the world is waiting on you. See, the quality of your success, the quality of your ability to live your purpose is directly related to your ability to conquer and understand your irrational fear. And there are going to be fears. The bigger, the greater, the more expensive you become. The bigger, the greater, the more expensive the fear. But it's to look the fear in the eye and come face to face. Some of my greatest work has come from me standing on top of my fear, because I prayed a little bit harder. I asked God for a little bit more juice. Come on, Holy Spirit. I know with me and you, we can do all things, because all things I can do through Christ. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And the prayer, and I prayed a little more, and I prayed a little more, and I prayed my way through it, even in the darkness, when I couldn't understand or see the next step. I remember praying and meditating, and I remember, God, how do you have faith when you just don't know how? And God said, faith is trusting in the process of the unknown. You wouldn't need faith if you already knew the known. If I already understood what the variable was, I wouldn't need faith. But faith is trusting in the process of the unknown. Family, that's my message. Stop playing small. Somebody is waiting on your gift. Somebody is waiting for you to write that book, write that script, paint that painting. Somebody is waiting on you right now to stand in your own greatness. Because if you don't, what would life really be like if you never stood in your greatness? Somebody wouldn't hear what they were meant to hear from you. So today, I'm going to read this poem that I love by Kirk Nugent, Pursue Your Passion. Pursue your passion. He said, this is your life. Your purpose on this earth is not to please me, nor is it to fulfill your parents' unrealized dreams. You were not placed here to make concessions so that they could be proud, so they can brag about their seed, fulfill some unfulfilled childhood emotional need. Let them be proud of their own deeds. This is your life. I came to shine light into the darkness. Yes. And like a dog against a hydrant, I am leaving my mark. We were not sent here to invest in someone else's idea of what we should be. The complacent life does not stimulate me. So forgive me if I feel no compassion for those poor souls who live to follow the fashion. Because if you want to live a life that's neither limited nor rational, then by God, you must pursue your passion. They will tell you that it can be done, as though you were delivered into the world for your song to go unsung. Let the world scream that unattainable thing for you, but for you there's no such thing as an impossible dream. Ain't no mystery. Check your history. Examine the life of Oprah Winfrey, Muhammad Ali, Mahatma Gandhi. Remember what they told Walt Disney. They said, young man, you must be blind. You must have lost your rotten loving mind. No one ever will pay to be entertained by a mouse or anything of that kind. Now Disney is worth more than everyone on this phone combined. Pursue your passion. Steven Spielberg was kicked out. Come on, family, did you hear me? Steven Spielberg was kicked out of his class at the University of Southern California Film School because his grades weren't good enough. Pursue your passion. Russell Simmons refused to sign Madonna because he thought she had no talent. Pursue your passion. Brandy's teacher told her she was too ugly to be an actress. Pursue your passion. Bill Cosby used to shine shoes in front of Temple University. Pursue passion. I tell you, Michael Jordan was benched on his basketball team in high school. Pursue your passion. Larry Bird was benched his entire freshman year of college. Pursue your passion. See, here's the proof that greatness is born out of zero doubt. In 1962, Decca Records dismissed four young musicians and told them that the group with guitars were on their way out. They left without a contract, but refused to welcome Pins and Needles. Months later, they released their first album and call themselves the Beatles. Pursue your passion. I tell you, Colonel Sanders was over 65 when he fried his first piece of chicken, made millions after he convinced us that it was finger-licking good. Pursue your passion. Lauryn Hill was booed at the Apollo. Pursue your passion. Luther Vandross was booed off the Apollo, not once, not twice, but three times. You got to keep coming back, my sisters and brothers. Forget the limitations and set by your fellow man, because when you pursue your passion, provisions will be provided for your plant. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others be satisfied with the crumbs, but not you. Let others sit around and be chronic complainers, but not you. Let others be volunteer victims, but not you. Let others be imprisoned by their fears, but not you. And let others use their race, their gender, their sexual orientation as a crush, but not you. Let others be concerned about what the neighbors might think, say, or do, but this is not for you. Leave that for the politicians, the governors. Start caring about other people's opinion, and you become their prisoners. This is about a lifestyle that's uniquely fit. Life is God's gift to you. Style is what you make out of it. Whatever you're passionate about, the perfection of that craft can be learned. So with the obstacles of this world, be not concerned, because you set yourself on fire, the world will come and watch you burn. So know that you know that the impossible is a word found in the dictionary of fools. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the rest of your life? What two things do you want said about you when you die? I never listen to what the pessimists are telling me, because I know that the richest place on the planet is the cemetery. There you will find books that were never written, loved ones that were never forgiven, ideas that were smitten, dreams that were forbidden, soil that was never tilled, cathedrals that were never built, restaurants that were never opened, chefs that we will never know they were smoking, paintings that were never drawn or hung, songs that were never composed nor sung, souls that never acted on what they really wanted to do. So don't you dare die with your greatness buried within you. Sperm that fertilized your egg survived the odds of 400 million to one. Get it? Your sperm won, and as long as you live, you will never face such dramatic odds. Now tell me that ain't proof that you are favored by God. You're greater than any obstacle that can make you hysterical. So don't you dare leave without your miracle. It's all an illusion. Don't you invest in their lies, their forecasts of economy woes and financial demise. The universe has an infinite supply, so no need to lie when I testify that regardless of the economy, you cannot be denied. It matters not if they raise the terrorist threat level to hot pink, burgundy, or fuchsia. You were born to control your future. Don't let them fool you. You were born to win, destined to be great. Magnificence was chiseled into your heart, and when God made you, he was just showing off. Yes, he was. Discover your divine assignment, and you will have no reason to retreat. Discover your passion, and you will laugh in the face of defeat. Indifferent to the presence felt, and you do not buckle like a belt. Declare today that you refuse to lose, because you can either live your dreams or you can live your excuse. So even when I'm old and gray, I'm still be commanding the stage. Words will be smoking off the page. So understand, this ain't no phase, because every day I learn a new lesson. My best poem has yet to be within and written, and I'm not leaving until what I came to give has been given. 99 on the mic, I'm still be spitting, still be ripping, still be giving, still be driven. So let my tombstone read. Here lies Janine, and she died living. Be sociable, family, and do live your dreams. Pursue your passion. That's my message for today, family. And I want to bid you love, peace, all the great things. Anybody have any questions, comments, star 6 on the teleconference line and on the Blog Talk Radio, press 1, and you've been tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and I am your daily lover. Pursue your passion. Let's breathe that in. Pursue your passion. Stop playing small, family. All right, there's no comments, no questions. I love you. And I'm going to remind you right now that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, family. Choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to live your God-sized dreams. Don't just dream them. Live them. Live them, family. I'm going to play D-Train. This is a song that I remember coming up. And I remember the specific verse that they said, through the strength of your mind, you can be set free. Yes. Search deep inside and you will see that life is waiting on you. This is D-Train right here on the Love Journey, family.
No.